You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is the weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm Joe Vicnicki. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of April, 2021. Joined online today by meteorologist Grant Smith in Juneau. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Well, a lot of us enjoyed the nice spell of warm, dry weather over the past week, but the change again has been pretty dramatic back to the old system. Let's go back to that warm spell. What did you see? Any records in this area over that time or anything like that?
There were actually a lot of records set around the area. Off the top of my head, I'm looking at the record books. It looks like April 18th. Is when you actually set a record there in Petersburg at 68 degrees. But that is about it. All the other days, you were just above normal, but still below the records for that time. But, I mean, it was definitely pretty nice, I'm sure.
Warm and dry, little to no precipitation during that time.
Yes, lots of sunshine, clear skies, no clouds, no rain.
Okay. That wasn't our only shot of summer this year, was it?
No. It's still very early in the season, and we're hoping and looking like a nice warm summer.
Okay, so let's talk about the weather. Did change early this week, Monday into Tuesday. What's on the horizon for this week and later on?
Yeah, in case you didn't notice, there was a rather shift in the pattern. Basically, we're going from, a ridge of a high pressure that brought warmer air, and that has now shifted to now our dominating weather pattern is kind of a trough of low pressure. And it settled in. I'm sure you felt the temperature differences going from those 50s to near 60, and then everything dropped to now. Temperatures have kind of been in the 30s and 40s throughout the area, but looks like we're going to be seeing some more rain as this upper level trough just kind of stays parked over the Gulf. And late this week, maybe about Thursday into Friday, we'll actually see it begin to move eastward and actually pass over the Panhandle and then move on. And then another ridge will set up, giving us a break and some rain for the Petersburg area on Sunday. But really, from today on through Friday or through Saturday, excuse me, we have to at least continue a chance of rain or rain likely in the forecast for Petersburg. Temperatures kind of staying in the afternoon temperatures in the 40s, the overnight lows in the 30s. But as far as any kind of hazards that may want to just keep in your back of your mind is Thursday afternoon into Thursday night, a surface low will move through and that may kick up the winds a little bit in the inner channels. Right now we're kind of going with winds near 20 knots. But once we get to Friday morning, that low will move on and then winds will calm down to, 5-10 knots, and that'll probably be an overestimate. So we'll see some calmer winds going into Friday and into the weekend. And then Saturday, looks like the rain will kind of come to an end. And going into Sunday, that's when we'll see maybe some breaks in the clouds and the rain coming to an end.
There's a possibility for rain being pretty heavy for tomorrow.
We could be seeing some periods of rainfall of being heavy at times, but basically we're kind of looking at the amounts accumulating in the Petersburg area through May 1st as getting over an inch and a half of rain.
Okay. All right.
And that's the total amount.
Sure. Looking past that, can you tell what's on the horizon for early next week?
Early next week, yes. Well, we got, that ridge sets up, and that'll help bring the rain, get us a break in the rain Sunday into the first half of Monday. And then once we get to the second half of Monday and on, it looks like another low-pressure system will set up in the Gulf. And so right now we're kind of looking at the second half of Monday and on. We're going right back into the same pattern of kind of a cloudy, rainier, cooler pattern as we go into next week. That's kind of what we're looking at and kind of slowly piecing together.
Okay, sounds good. Well, coming up next week, we'll look back at a crazy month of April, a tale of 2 months it has been, and look at the final numbers for this area. Anything else for this week?
No, that's about it. Just kind of a cloudy, rainy week after a couple of weeks of sunshine and warm temperatures.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Grant.
Yep, no problem.